now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Today we're taking a look at some roles for a few running backs and new offensive systems. Maybe a guy or two that changed places. It's going to be a fun FFT in 5. Welcome everybody. Today is Wednesday, April 13th, and you're listening to Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm Jamie Eisenberg. That's Dave Richard. Let's talk about some running backs, Dave, that are in some new situations or have a new head coach. One in particular is everybody's favorite breakout candidate this season, Javonte Williams. Dave, we are a little over 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. Let's hope we get out of the NFL draft. And it's Javonte Williams and Mike Boone as the top running backs in Denver. But the ADP, consensus ADP right now, based on NFC ADP, we reference that a lot. It's a high-stakes fantasy league following the Tyreek Hill trade March 25th. Javonte Williams did not get company in free agency so far, so he's the number 6th running back, going number 9 overall. New head coach in Nathaniel Hackett. How good is Hackett going to be for the solo act in Denver of Javonte Williams? We'll speak it into existence. Hopefully that happens.
And keep working on it, Jamie, because I'm nervous that even if we get through the draft, the Broncos will say, hey, Melvin, what's up? You want to come back? Cheap deal? One time? What do you say?
They're not trading
then,
with the Ravens.
Well, the Ravens better jump quick then for our sake. But that's what you need to have happen. You need to have Melvin Gordon not on the Broncos and none of the top rookie running backs on the Broncos as well. They can draft somebody on day 3. That won't worry me as much. But we've seen Nathaniel Hackett lean on his running backs in the past when he's been the play caller for a team. It's only been 4 years of it, some in Jacksonville, some in Buffalo. 2 of the 4 years, they've been top 2 in the league in rush attempts. I think it's a great sign for Javonte Williams. Even if they bring in the fact that they didn't go crazy to bring in Melvin Gordon, that's a good sign. And as long as they don't spend a day 1 or day 2 pick on a running back, I think that's a good sign too. Javonte Williams should be in line for 65%+ of the snaps and be a good 3-down running back, lead running back for the Denver Broncos. 1,500 total yards, double-digit touchdowns, well within his range.
I always love the situations of, does the coach matter or does the quarterback matter? And in this case for Javonte Williams, Nathaniel Hackett, like you said, has come from a few different systems. The system from Green Bay, they throw to their running backs quite a bit. Russell Wilson typically does not. And so will Nathaniel Hackett's system win out or will Russell Wilson win out? But we saw in the one game for Javonte Williams when there was no Melvin Gordon, week 13 at Kansas City, he had 23 carries, 6 catches on 9 targets, over 175 total yards, scored a touchdown there. He was amazing. That's the guy we're all hoping for, which is why we hope there is no significant competition. And Nathaniel Hackett recognizes the special talent that he has in Javonte Williams. In Jacksonville, Doug Peterson comes in for Urban Meyer. The one thing that's at least consistent is the running backs coach is the same. Bernie Parmalee is still going to handle that position. And I asked Doug Peterson at the owners' meetings about Travis Etienne and James Robinson. And he said that they're going to do some similar things with Travis because we'll see what happens with James in regards to his health. But Travis ready to go. Can he do some of the similar things that they were planning to do with Etienne in the preseason? Peterson said yes. But new system, again, health matters here for these guys. Etienne expected to be ready to go for the offseason program. Robinson, they're hoping to maybe have back at some point in training camp. How much does Doug Peterson coming in make things better for these guys?
I think it's going to be good. We've seen Peterson lean on running backs before in the past. You think about the runners they had in Philadelphia, and they were good. There were just multiples of them. So this is a situation that hopefully doesn't play out in Denver, but is almost certain to in Jacksonville, where there will be multiple guys involved. The roles could potentially change from week to week. But what is Travis Etienne good at? He's a good game-breaking running back. He's a good pass catcher out of the backfield. One of those guys where if he's in space, he can break a long play. I would imagine that Doug Peterson would do the smart thing and utilize him in that way. And if James Robinson isn't ready to start the season and they don't have anybody who would be a good hammer back for early in the year, then maybe Etienne gets a little bit more run to get going in 2022. I'm obviously drafting Etienne ahead of Robinson. Robinson, I'm not really interested unless we're getting to pick 100 or so, which could end up being a good value. By the time we get to late August, early September, he might be back with the team and we could end up taking him right around maybe 70th or 80th overall. ETN's range is even higher than that, especially in PPR.
ADP right now for ETN is actually 59th overall, and James Robinson, yep, a tremendous value pick just based on the hope that he comes back at some point early in the season, 121st overall. ETN the 24th running back off the board, Robinson the 41st running back off the board. Chase Edmonds is now in Miami, so he has competition from a guy that knows the system with the Dolphins, Raheem Mostert following Mike McDaniel to Miami, so we'll see what that competition looks like. So Edmonds right now, the 33rd running back off the board, going 93rd overall. That is amazing value for what he could hopefully become. But Dave, what does Edmonds' outlook look like playing for the Dolphins?
He's going to split work. The Dolphins have Mike McDaniel calling the shots. He comes from the Kyle Shanahan coaching tree. Certainly they're going to use multiple running backs in their outside zone scheme. And Edmonds can learn that. He probably already knows it. But he's also adept at catching the ball out of the backfield. I would imagine that the Dolphins will roll into this year with Mostert as their first down guy, their second down guy. It'll depend on the distance, but if it's a passing down, you'll see Chase Edmonds. If it's shorter than, say, 6 or 7 yards, it'll probably be Raheem Mostert. And they just have them mix and match for as long as they both stay healthy. There is upside for Edmonds, but we've been talking about that upside for 2 years. I'm not as excited to reach for Edmonds. He's someone that I'd be pleased to settle for. I would go after him probably in the 70th overall range. We're talking late round 6 and into round 7.
All right, I'll take him closer probably to his ADP, which is 93rd overall. I just think you're looking at, as long as Raheem Mostert's healthy, I think he will get the majority of rushing opportunities. Edmonds, I think, will sort of factor in tandem. You have to clearly look at health for both of these guys, because one guy's coming off a 5-game absence last year with an ankle injury. That's Edmonds. Mostert missed 16 games with a knee injury. He also is older at 29, so that should help Edmonds. But he hasn't exactly profiled as a workhorse running back, only 4 games in his 14-year career with 15 or more carries. So he doesn't necessarily do a lot of work, but maybe that changes in Miami. We'll get more into these guys in tomorrow's episode when we look at all of these running backs that have changed situations or gotten new play callers. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Football Today in 5, your audio outlet for fantasy news and advice in 5 minutes or less. If you enjoyed the podcast, be sure to leave us a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. For Dave Richard, I'm Jamie Eisenberg. That's FFT in 5.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.